Let's talk about how this week went for you and how it shapes up for next week.
This week was a little up and down, personally. I was 5-under yesterday, which was a high. It was a pretty flawless round. Today, just had a couple 3-putts and didn't get the birdies rolling. So this is a really challenging course. You've got to hit good shots everywhere. But it's a great course because it keeps you in the moment. Because every shot's different, every hole's different. It's not like a back-and-forth golf course. But Aviara is a good setup to lead into the craft.
And how about the craft? How does that suit your game, that course?
Well, a couple friends have told me that's my major.
Yes.
So I like the golf course. You know, played Q School on it a couple times. It's another challenging one where you have to hit some golf shots. I mean, it rewards good ones and not bad ones. I mean, you might be able to get away with a few bad ones, but you really have to hit good, solid golf shots and have a really good plan around that golf course. So I'm looking forward to it. I haven't been there. Don't know if it's in good shape or not, but it has been every single year. So I'm betting on it being in great shape and being ready for us.
I actually played it a couple weeks ago in the media
day, okay.
And it's in great shape.
Yeah, I would
bet.
The
best ever, actually, they're saying.
Really?
Yeah,
okay.
That's what they were saying.
Yeah, I would bet. I mean, they always have that. It's a prime tournament.
Yeah.
And they treat it that way.
Yeah. What would it mean? Obviously, you want to get a win on this tour, but to win that one, I mean, isn't that pretty much the epitome of what you want to do, the ultimate?
For a California girl, that's the ultimate dream. Yeah. You know, I grew up watching girls in person jump in the lake. I believe Amy Alcott was the first one to do it, so I've gotten to know her a little bit. So it would just, that's when I dream of winning a golf tournament. I dream of jumping in the lake. So that would be the ultimate for me.
I just talked to Ms. Uribe,
another Bruin. Another
Bruin, yeah. And that's all she talked about. She says, you know what? I just want to do it like all my Hispanic friends have won. Lorena won. Now it's my turn.
Yeah, right? Exactly. I know. It's something that's turned into a tradition and something that's an honor and something that we look forward to. And, I mean, it's just super fun to do because you do it with your caddies. You can get your friends in there. You get your family in there.
Exactly.
I mean, it's kind of your moment on top of you know, being on the golf course and doing our job. Then we get to do something that's pretty fun, make it our own, and really celebrate winning and in a neat way.
Well, enjoy it next week, and I'm the 18th green announcer.
Oh,
and
cool.
I introduce the last 10 groups on Saturday and Sunday, so if I introduce your name, you know you're doing good.
Okay, sounds good.
See you next week.
I'll see you there.